Critics and audiences agree, ABBA Voyage is a concert like no other.
Hello, London!
The Times calls it out of this world.
The Guardian calls it jaw-dropping.
And Rolling Stone says it has to be seen to be believed.
See it only at the new ABBA Arena, London.
Check the website for best availability.
Book yours today at abbavoyage.com.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Monday, September the 5th already. I can't believe it. And guess who's got a book out? Sue Barker. Guess who's droning on? Sue Barker. Guess who's complaining about the way the BBC handled her sacking, left her sad, and it was insulting, and it was this. Because bearing in mind, she's flogging a book. And to be honest with you, I thought she was fine on a question of sport. I didn't see any problem with it at all. But obviously, you know what the BBC are like. Once they get to a certain age, and she had done it for 24 years. And which, to be honest with you, is sort of, I think it's fairly good. The countdown to the end began, and a few TV producer friends contacted her. They'd seen the BBC tender document. So what they've done is they put the programme out to tender. So it's really nothing to do with the BBC. I know it sounds a little bit harsh to say that, but it's a case of, you know, the BBC have a programme and then they go, listen, if we put it out to tender, somebody can bid for it, they give us money and they make the programme. And obviously when they made the programme, this other company, they decided they wanted to change the presenter. Perfectly within their rights to, because they own it. And they obviously didn't want Sue Barker. The fact that she'd been there for 24 years... it really didn't make any difference to them. It really made no difference at all. It's a case of, listen, we've bought a programme. We want to add something to it. So we've decided to change the presenters. They gave it to Paddy McGuinness, you know, which, I have to be honest, wouldn't have been my choice. But that's their business, who they decide to book for programmes. It's like somebody was writing and complaining about Pip Schofield and Holly Willoughby. And apparently the trolls have started, mainly the people with half a brain cell, but unfortunately it's not between their ears, that we all know where it is, saying they should be sacked and we should give it to some of the other people. And then you've got Alison Hammond, who's completely lost the plot, saying, I think that we could actually take the award away from Ant and Dec at the NTAs. And I'm thinking, well, Dermot O'Driery's not been nominated. Only Alison Hammond has, so I don't understand who this we was. Nobody gets anything right at the moment, do they? They're all sort of complaining about this, that and the other, apart from me. And what happened the other day when we discovered that David Beckham had bent over and taken £10 million from a country that kills gay people? It's as simple as that. It is illegal in Qatar to be gay. David Beckham, of course, couldn't give a flying forex about whether you're gay or not. He's doing loads of adverts. Every time I go onto YouTube, there's Dave Beckham going, come to Qatar, have a lovely 3 days. And I wanted to subtitle it with, if you're gay, they'll kill you. But of course, David Beckham doesn't care about that because unfortunately he's selfish and greedy and desperate and not the brightest penny in the box. You'd think that he would have had the courage of his convictions, having featured himself on as many gay magazines so he could become a gay icon. God help us if one of the kids turned out to be gay. Have you noticed? They're trying to stir up some sort... I can't quite work out what it is. Apparently, Brooklyn didn't go to Romeo's birthday. You know, I mean, to be honest with you, they're a bit of a childish family. It's a case of, we all have to go out holding hands together and singing The Hills Are Alive or Doe a Deer. You know, it's not like that. Her business is floundering. Dave takes money from a country that kills gay people. And Brooklyn never had a job in his life because he can't do anything. And you begin to wonder, really, it's all falling apart for the Beckhams, isn't it, really? Richard Madeley and Judy Finnegan have a family day out with their daughter, Chloe. Sorry, she had little drinky poos. And also she smoked dope. And to be honest with you, she was never actually much coppered anything. So she decides to be a fitness sort of person. Whether she is, I've got no idea. And they headed to a cosy pub, the Spaniards Inn. Well, that'll be just around the corner from where they live, up at Hampstead, of course. We all know that. And as I say, I really, you know, the kid's lovely and Judy Finnegan's lovely and Richard's fab, but you can keep their daughter, really. Pete Wicks breaks down as he's forced to fight Jennifer Ellison and open up on Celebrity SAS. And it's only a game, love. You're doing it for the money because you don't have a job. That's what you do, isn't it? Poor little Pete Wicks. Poor little Pete Wicks. He was reduced to tears. The trainees don't pull them apart. Sad so-and-sos, aren't they? The wife of the millionaire ex-Wonga boss is dumped for the home wrecker Ukrainian refugee. I remember hearing about this, actually. So the wife is dumped for a Ukrainian refugee after she was welcomed into their family home following the Russian invasion. And unfortunately, obviously, looked better than the wife. And so, consequently, it's all sort of gone on. I mean, to be honest with you, I know that people have relationships and people split up with relationships. And eventually it sort of gets to the end. I mean, I was horrified to discover that Judge Judy's marriage has finished. I mean, she must be 95 if she's a day. And so she's decided to separate from her husband. She is apparently one of the richest women in America. And I think she's very good. And then we had this bloke who climbs up the shard, no ropes, no nothing, barehanded, just with a bag of chalk dust, because every person who appears in a circus, I bet you didn't know this, who does either trapeze or high wire, they cover their hands in chalk dust. You see it on the Olympics when they're doing the parallel bars and everything else. Clouds of this dust, because it gives you a better grip. This bloke goes up the side of the shard. I felt ill looking at the pictures. He's 21 years old. If he fell, dead instantly. Dead instantly. Really ghastly. Really ghastly. M&S have risked controversy by ditching saucers for mugs in the cafes. I've been to the cafes of Marks and Spencer, actually, that we don't have them all over the place, but they're not too bad. Get a nice toasty cheese sandwich, which is good. So they're going to... I mean, to be honest with you, I would agree. Who seriously wants a cup and saucer in every cup of tea? Give them a mug. Or failing that, give them a throwaway plastic mug. And then they can sort of cope with it. Can't do that anymore, can you, really? So apparently Ron Moore says the move could cost them a lot of customers. Well, sod off somewhere else then, you boring old man. Oh, sorry. Oh, you've given me a mug. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to cope. Well, you should have listened to my programme earlier on today. Worth downloading for the two theft stories. Shoplifters operating right under my nose. And so I'm here to tell you that we did the story on the programme this morning. But when you get an 86-year-old who says the move would cost them a lot of customers, no, it won't, love. Only you. And as far as I'm concerned, they're better off without you. If you're really going to moan about a saucer and you're not thinking about, you know, the implications of having to use extra water and all the rest of it, well, shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. Beyoncé turns 41. Her famous friends reach out to her to wish her happy birthday. That's what they're like. Grab her by the neck. Apparently, she's a true Renaissance woman. I don't even know what that means. I really don't know. But apparently... Well, I don't know. It's very odd. I mean, she's a famous friend. So who is she going out with or married to? She's Jay-Z. And was it Beyoncé? What's her big hit single? Was it? Crazy in Love. Oh, does she also do All the Single Ladies? Oh, that's her as well, is it? Oh, I like her. Oh, I like her. Supermodel Naomi Campbell. Nasty little piece of work. Nothing super about her, let me tell you. But, oh, no, I love her because when she did Glastonbury... Renaissance woman, Beyoncé. I thought she was brilliant. It was an all-female band. Mind you, I saw something yesterday and I was captivated by it. I was captivated. The one thing you don't see very often at the proms on the BBC, you see black musicians. This was a whole orchestra. A whole orchestra and choir and everything. And I sat there watching these people who were so into the music. It was the most fantastic thing I'd ever seen. And it was such a surprise because I've seen a few black, I don't know. The conductor was black. I would think a good 99% of this orchestra was black. The chorus was black. It was just the best thing I'd ever seen. And I remember thinking, why has it taken us so long? Why has it taken us so long to get, I don't even know if they were British. I don't know anything about them. I sat there and the funny thing was, I didn't even like the music that they were playing. I can't remember what it was, but it certainly wasn't a well-known piece, not for me. And I sat there and I was watching it, and the camera panned around and focused on various... And I thought they were absolutely sensational. I hope we see a lot more of them. But took the proms to get them together. But just I'd mention it because I was so impressed. So impressed.
What you normally hear...
Oh, you really want to know what I miss when you're well being back on.
And what you'll hear with Samsung Galaxy Buds 2 Pro. Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to know what I miss more than anything in this world? Being back home with my little bitty kitty, softest thing ever, fluffy little ball.
Hear it like never before in unmistakable clarity. Search Galaxy Buds 2 Pro. Out now.
The soap bosses to use Hollywood-style backdrops from Star Wars for Coronation Street. Oh, right. It's a long way from the mural that graced the walls of Stan and Hilda Ogden's front parlour, which was Bird. So ITV bosses have brought in a volume wall, which has hyper-realistic computer-generated images, so the actors can be filmed against any location. Taken them long enough, isn't it, really? The Venice Film Festival still goes on, and Brendan Fraser cuts a suave figure in a pinstripe suit at the Whale, and it got an 8-minute standing ovation at the premiere. 8 minutes. That's 7.5 minutes longer than my programme. I mean, it's very good indeed. Spencer Pratt claims Lisa Kudrow told Heidi he would murder her as he has serial killer eyes. He has branded Lisa Kudrow one of the worst humans he's ever met. Not funny. The Hills, he's in The Hills, won't mean anything to us over here, slammed the actress about giving his reasons, with Bethany Frankel commenting she's had a crazy experience with her too. So I don't know enough about Lisa Kudrow. I mean, I'm assuming she's in Friends. You know, well, you know where that leaves us. Yeah, she's Phoebe. And I was sort of thinking, actually, I didn't like Friends in the first place, but I don't know why we would think that characters who sort of play comedic roles are going to be like that in real life. They're really not. Look at Freddie Starr. What a buffoon. A buffoon in life and a buffoon in death, I'm afraid. Bez from Happy Mondays has tied the knot with his fiancée. He's 58. Do you know what Bez's real name is? Mark Berry. Mark Berry, eh? Not surprised you bloody changed it. But they've been going out, and her name is Feruze Razavi. And they got married in Hertfordshire, so that's quite nice, isn't it? Wedding day has arrived. Oh, lovely. Britney Spears' ex-husband, Kevin Federline, says Father Jamie saved her life. Yeah. We don't like the father, I'm afraid, at all. And we don't like Kevin Federline either. Sorry. So off you go, pal. Nirvana wins that album lawsuit. Do you remember the bloke who featured on the front as a baby and he was naked? And he then said it was basically pornography. It was a baby on the front. Anyway, I'm delighted to say that, it was all to do with Kurt Cobain's fascination with underwater births and things like that. So they put the baby on and he said it was baby porn kind of thing. And the judge has gone, go away. You've left it far too long. I mean, because the bloke now is 30. Ironically, the album sold more than 30 million copies. He cited emotional distress, lost earnings capacity. Well, I don't know, you know who you are, love. No idea, but we know your Willy was very tiny as a baby, and that was it. I thought it was great. It was an arty sort of picture. It was sort of a baby swimming underwater, and the album had a 10-year statute of limitations. So, but I love the way that whenever you saw the story in the papers, they sort of covered out the little boy's Willy, which was quite sweet, honestly. You might as well go around every bloody art gallery in this country and close them, because I better tell you now that the Natural History Museum and the V&A Museum and the British Museum has got loads of willies all over the place. You can't move for statues showing willies. Willies, they're all over the place. Eurovision star Sam Ryder joins Queen on stage at the Taylor Hawkins Memorial Concert. The singer, Sam Ryder, apparently is a former Essex sandwich shop owner. There's a business to get out of, love. There's a business to get out of. I mean, goodness sake. But I know that my producer's a big fan of him, so I shall leave it at that. Apparently, H from Steps was complaining the other day. Mainly can't find anybody to go out with. And secondly, every time he goes on holiday, people start doing the 5, 6, 7, 8 and all that kind of stuff. Well, he shouldn't be in such a naff band, should you, love? And don't go on holiday. Why don't you just stay in with the curtains drawn? Yeah, don't go on holiday. You shouldn't go on holiday. It's not for people like you. And who's just had a baby? Brian Dowling. Brian, remember Brian Dowling, who won Big Brother or whatever it was, twice or something? He's got a boyfriend, they're married, and the baby is with his sister. She's given birth to their baby. Whether it's a joint sperm donation, I have no idea. I try not to interfere with these sort of things. Nothing to do with me.
Critics and audiences agree. ABBA Voyage is a concert like no other. The Times calls it out of this world.
The Guardian calls it jaw-dropping.
And Rolling Stone says it has to be seen to be believed.
See it only at the new ABBA Arena, London.
Check the website for best availability.
Book yours today at abbavoyage.com.
Apparently, locals living in tourist-filled Port Isaac in Cornwall have celebrated the end of Doc Martin. And we don't like it. We don't like it at all. Why? Because we're miserable little bleeders and we don't want to have the film crew came here and now all we've got is tourists and second homes and everything. My God, you miserable bunch of so-and-sos. And so Port Isaac, residents happy to see the show end. Oh, I know. It must be so awful. I hope basically you all go bust because the amount of money that that show generated for Port Isaac, I should imagine it's incalculable. You know, all the different shops and the pubs. Never mind, you wallow in your misery. Because believe you me, it's only just begun. Apparently they started arriving at 9:15 and they get their first coach load at 9:45. And despite greeting dozens of tourists outside his home each day, Mr. Traherne avidly avoids the centre of Port Isaac. He said, I haven't been down since March. I stay at the top and drive inland to go for a walk. Oh, God, you must be hell to live next door to, mustn't you, really? Actually, I got a phone call the other day. Two things. One, my friend David Lloyd reminded us that a few days ago, it was the launch of UBN. So we celebrated an anniversary. And next year, LBC is celebrating 50 years. 50 years. And I think there's going to be some programming. That's all I can tell you. I know that they approach me. Many people approach me and then they just walked on. And I felt a bit disappointed. Yeah, so I'm having a chat today. Basically with myself. Nobody's bothered asking. Curtis and AJ Pritchard poke fun at that Hollyoaks appearance and detail filming celebrity essay. Apparently they both had a naked shower the other day. Fern McCann was in there as well. Yeah, whatever. And it was their lifetime opportunity. They're doing this SAS-type programme. Also, the Beatles Get Back documentary, you know, the one by Peter Jackson, has now got 4 Creative Arts Emmys, including Outstanding Documentary or Non-Fiction Series G. Did you see it? It's very good. Very, very good. And so congratulations there. It's nice when people get awards. You know, I wonder if Alison Hammer... If Alison Hammer doesn't get it, she's going to be fuming, isn't she? Absolutely fuming. So Mick Jagger reveals the final chat with Charlie Watts before his death. She says... he says, one minute I was talking to him about the tour and the next minute he was gone. He was probably going, shut up about the bloody tour, honestly. Don't we do anything else? No. Somebody else said that. There was a young lady. She goes on holiday. She's ill. She was waiting for, a liver transplant. Anyway, she goes on holiday with family and friends to sort of, you know, try and enjoy herself. She was only 36. Went into the bathroom to clean her teeth. Dropped dead. Dropped dead. Amazing, isn't it? There's something about bathrooms. It's like my father. When he died, he'd gone to bed with mum and then he got out of bed, gone into the bathroom, and I don't know what had happened. And he came out and said, you need to call an ambulance. Now, what he was feeling, I've got no idea, but whatever it was, it affected him very quickly. So my mum called an ambulance and he died in the ambulance, which is, I mean, but it was that fact that this thing about bathrooms. He went to the bathroom and then said, you need to call an ambulance. He didn't feel very well. He must have felt really, really ill to call an ambulance because my dad, you know, didn't use anodynes or elastoplast or anything like that. And then died in the ambulance, which, of course, really, same thing. Well, the same bathroom. Can't have been the same bathroom. Didn't even know my dad. The interesting thing is that if they die in the ambulance, you've got to go out and get all the death certificates and all the rest of it. You've got to go to... We had to go to High Street Ken to pick up copies of the death certificate to send to the bank and to this and to that. They've all got to have copies. It's so... Oh, honestly, I tell you. Please make a will. Please make a will. I know it seems ridiculous. I've made a will. Everybody should make a will because otherwise you leave absolute chaos in your wake, as they say. Listen, have a great day. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Till then, you look after yourselves. Oh, before I forget, both my Magic Circle shows have sold out. No more tickets available, but thank you very much indeed. We look forward to seeing you on the 30th. Isn't that good? I don't think we've sold out so quickly. So hurrah for us. Yeah! And we've still got Make Some Noise to go and my other live show. Details coming up on a radio near you very shortly. Talk to you tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.